This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Protesters against the military coup in Myanmar showed no signs of backing down Wednesday, even as the UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect of major violence in the capital, Naypyidaw. Thousands marched down its wide boulevards chanting for the release of detained leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. In the past, such troop movements preceded killings, disappearances, and detentions on a mass scale. The military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Aung San Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. The White House said the Biden administration will begin Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers as the Biden administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers do not need to take any action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be using his first ministerial meeting with the NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former President Trump. Change in tone and approach, as U.S. defense officials describe it Tuesday, comes as the U.S. and NATO are staring down decisions on force levels in Afghanistan. By remote, this